We've asked Brother Philip Olson to come up and share a testimony with you. So you may be seated. I'd like the musicians to stay, if they would, please. And Brother Philip Olson.
Glory to God. He works miracles. It's a miracle I'm here. But I couldn't be happier to be here. And you know, it's been quite a journey to get here. And you just got to trust in God. I gave my heart to the Lord 3 months ago, quietly in my room. I also dedicated my life to Him. And you know, I didn't really expect Him to ask me to do anything. You know, it's kind of one of those hoping things. But He started to put it on my heart that I was to share something. And I can't say that I was very eager, because 6 times I tried to say, "No, I'm pretty sure you don't want me to, God. You know, I'm pretty sure that's not what you want." And 6 times He told me, "No, it's what I want." And you know, eventually it became a part of a thing where He told me, "It's, you know, my will or your will. Whose will are you going to submit to?" And I said, "Fine, Lord, I submit to your will. You know, it's not my will, but thine be done, Lord." What He asked me to do was to write a testimony about my life. Although I had to keep it short, because seriously, if I wrote one about my life and everything I've been through, we'd be here a very long time. Yes. Anyways, I have struggled with addictions, many different things, many different problems from quite a young age. And, you know, I never seen God in many of those things, and He's always been there, though. I mean, I can see it now. I can look back on it, and I can know that God was there with me through everything. And anyways, God asked me to write this testimony and to share it with you. There may be others that have these same struggles in their lives, and you'll only get redemption through God from these things. The title God really put on my heart was "Finally Awake." It's written by me, but it is inspired and dedicated to God. So here we go. Actually, I'd like to open in prayer first, because I need to pray for myself. Dear Lord, You have brought me here. Not my will, but thine, Lord, be done. You have asked me to bring this. I just pray, Lord, that You rest mightily through me. Amen. Give me the words that You have asked me to bring. Calm my nerves, Lord. Just be here, Lord. I can feel Your presence now. I just thank You. Just pray these things in Thy Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God is always there, even when we're at our lowest. God is always with us. He is helping us, even when we don't care to realize it or give thanks to Him for it. Our God is an awesome God. The hero in my life has been God all along. It has just taken me 24 years and 10 months to realize it. God has been there every step of the way, keeping me safe whenever I put myself in harm's way. And trust me, it was often. Through all the drug and alcohol use, God kept me safe, never giving up on me, even when I'd given up on myself. I'd lost my faith in God when I was 11 years old. It all happened very quickly when Dad had his accident, and I took it the hardest. I blamed God for it, because it hurt me so deep, right to my very core. I chose not to see all the good that came from it, the fact that Dad was alive and relatively unharmed from what could have been a much worse accident. Instead, I let an anger build up inside of me. I started acting out. I'd put up a wall towards the things of God, and as time progressed, I became more and more disinterested until I had completely removed myself from the things of the Lord and the church. My rebellion didn't fully take hold until I was about 16. It was always there, though. When I was 16, I started looking for friends that would accept me, because I really didn't have any friends that truly accepted me. I didn't feel accepted and loved in the church, which I know was all due to the cloud Satan had been forming over my life. At the age of 16, I found acceptance. It happened to be with the rebellious group at school. You know, the ones, they all like to get drunk, use drugs, smoke cigarettes, and listen to music inspired by Satan himself. That's when I really got lost, because to fit in, I started doing all the same things my so-called friends were doing, and I was addicted, literally. I started depending on cigarettes, using pot heavily, and drinking whenever I had the chance. Whenever I couldn't afford it, I would just steal the money from wherever, usually my loved ones. This self-harm soul lifestyle had brought me to a low in my life that I never realized it had until recently. It had taken everything from me and gave me absolutely nothing in return. I was blinded, though. I thought I had friends that cared for me, and I thought the partying was fun, except for the horrible migraine headaches, also known as hangover. I knew they weren't fun at all, but I was willing to put myself through that torture. I figured this lifestyle was a part of who I was, and there was no changing it. Slowly, over the span of 7 years, I started into a depression with debt stacking up. I was still making stupid decisions on a regular basis. After breaking up with my girlfriend of 2 years back in 2010 for the second time, I started making some better decisions. I had managed to quit all the drug use and started recovering from the painful relationship that I had just come out of. I was, however, still partying on a regular basis and spending all my money on doing things that I thought were fun, never taking responsibility for the debts I have and trying to pay them down. I just kept on partying and living a lie. Not long after the breakup, I started slipping into depression. With the depression came suicidal thoughts. Of course, I knew this was never an option, but the thoughts still lingered in my mind. To get away from those thoughts, I started eating junk foods and lots of it. Without even realizing it, I became addicted to junk food and fast food. With the junk food came the inevitable weight gain, and boy, did I gain. I ballooned into a very unhealthy 322 pounds. I could barely bend over. Putting my socks on in the morning became tough when my stomach pushed on my lungs so I couldn't breathe. So I'd hold my breath, put one sock on, then take a break before I put the other one on. With the out-of-control weight gain came even more depression, though now it was because I was so big. One night, middle of May in 2011, I lay in bed and said to myself, "God help me." It wasn't an official prayer. It was just words, but they were sincere words, and God was listening. Over the next week, I began thinking a lot clearer about what I wanted. I wanted to be happy, so I decided I couldn't wait any longer. I had to start now. At the time, I didn't think where that motivation had come from, but I know now it came directly from God himself. So I started changing what I ate. No more junk food. I ate smaller portions at mealtimes and drank 4 to 5 liters of water a day, and started to work almost at a rate of 5 to 7 pounds per week for the first 3 months. Praise the Lord. I say that now, but at the time, I hadn't. So far, I had not given any praise to God for all the great and marvelous things he was doing in my life, but I was happier. I was still smoking cigarettes at the time and drinking on occasion, but I had managed to stay away from all the drug use. By November 2011, I'd lost 75 pounds and was around the 245-250 mark. I was happy about that, but that's all my life had going for it. I was still in a depression because I was living at home, and it seemed like I was never getting ahead in life. I wanted to change. I wanted more from life. So one night, during the first week of November last year, I did something I'd never done before. I prayed, faithfully, believed wholeheartedly. I told God that if he loved me and wanted me, and wanted more from me to help me and show me what it is he wants from me. And I also needed to leave North Balfour, so I needed a door open for me. My prayer was answered. God showed me in a recurring spiritual dream that week exactly what he wanted from me. The dream was of something that had taken place a long time ago, where God physically manifested himself to me in my greatest time of need, and I just brushed it off. I never forgot what happened that night. It is, in fact, the most vivid memory in my mind from that time. I never told anyone what happened that night until recently when I shared it with Mom, Dad, and Michael. God has made it evident to me, though, that this experience is something he doesn't want me to keep secret, that he wants me to share it so that all may know of it. I was 11 years old. Dad had just fallen off a catwalk and shattered his elbow. I was hurt by this. I blame God for letting it happen. I had trouble sleeping at night during this time and would wake up several times each night, usually after having a nightmare in which Dad had died. About 2 weeks after the accident, I had done something bad. I don't remember what I had done, but I remember worrying that Dad would be mad and would want to talk to me. That night I went to bed without Dad having talked to me. Now, as the norm, I had eventually awoken around 2 a.m. I looked over towards the door in our room. I was directly across from him in the bottom bunk bed. And standing in the doorway was Dad, without a cast. He had a very bright white light around him with a hue of blue. Being half asleep and scared to see Dad, I figured it was from the living room lights being on, and I didn't even really clue into the fact that he had no cast on. I stared at him for a couple seconds. Then he outstretched his hand unto me and said, "Come, Philip, follow me." Then he turned and walked away. I looked down and thought to myself, "Oh no, Dad found out. Now I'm going to get it." I took the covers off and looked up and remember thinking, "Well, that's odd. The living room lights are off. But I better go. Dad's waiting. I don't want to make him any madder than he already is." So I headed out into the living room. There in the living room was Dad. He was fast asleep in the recliner he used while recovering. I was confused, very confused. But I walked over to Dad and proceeded to shake him awake. Once awake, I asked him, "What are you doing, Dad? You said you wanted to talk to me." "No, I didn't," Dad replied. So I asked him, "Well, didn't you come to my room and tell me to follow you?" Dad's response was, "No, Philip, now go back to bed." So I did. I crawled back into bed and then laid awake for the next few hours trying to figure out what had just happened. I always knew it had happened that night. I just didn't want to accept it. During my hour of greatest need, God took the form of my earthly father and delivered me a message, a very simple message, to just follow him. I didn't listen or acknowledge what God had just done for me at the time. Instead, I continued to let Satan take hold over my life. That was the answer to the first part of my prayer. God just wanted me to follow him. The answer to the second part of my prayer came about a week later while in Saskatoon eating dinner at Bonanza with my brothers. I'd been talking up with them about the uncertainty of my job security at the time. Then unexpectedly, Isaac asked me, "Philip, would you be interested in working at High Grade?" I was shocked and taken back because no one knew it was a dream of mine to work there. Only God knew that. I couldn't believe my ears. Isaac knew my track record for jobs and still asked me. I know that was divine intervention. Things were starting to change, and it was all due to God's love and a little faith on my part. God didn't stop there, and neither did I. When I moved to Saskatoon on the 17th of December, I was still smoking, but really wanted to quit. On the night of December 21st, I prayed to God that I wouldn't get the shakes while quitting smoking, because that had always been my downfall while trying to quit before. I still wanted the thought of smoking to enter my mind because I had many reasons to quit. I wanted to remind myself of them when the time came. They included for God in my spiritual walk, for my health, my well-being, for my finances, for my family, and for my freedom. That was my short list. God honored that prayer from my heart. Not once through it all did I get the shakes. Praise be to God. Anytime the thought of having a smoke came through my mind, I just stopped, thought of all the reasons why it had no part of my life anymore. Praise the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. I can now proudly say that with the help from God, I am smoke-free and alcohol-free, nor do I have any interest in those things anymore. I am not up here today because I wanted to. God has shown me what he wants from me, and I can't ignore it any longer. I prayed in January sometime, a question to God. I asked him, "Why was my childhood so hard? Why was I always picked on?" God answered that question. He immediately put on my heart to open my Bible. So I cleared the cobwebs from it and the dust and opened it up to Matthew 16, where two verses were highlighted, verse 24, 25. I'll just read those. It says, "Then Jesus said unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." I thought about this. Never once in my life had I denied myself and given praise to God when I was being picked on. For some odd reason, I felt ashamed to be a Christian. I don't know why. I can only speculate that was because I always longed to fit in, and I was willing to deny God to do that. That is why God showed me what he wants from me. And for now, it is to be here telling you all about his goodness in my life, and that without God, my life is worthless and means nothing. I am so grateful to God for all he has done for me. I'm finally close to my brothers, and I'm at a job I truly love. And I wake up excited now. I've never been healthier physically than what I am today. I have more drive and determination than ever before, and it's all thanks to God. I'm finally awake.